You buy any lumber from the Pagets? Gaddis asked.
No, sir.
Now or at any time in the past?
No, sir.
Any of these lumber yards owned by the Pagets?
Not to my knowledge.
The truth was that no one really knew what the Pagets owned. For decades, they'd had their tentacles in so many businesses, legitimate or otherwise. Mr. Pickard may not have been well known in Clanton, but at that moment, he was suspected of having some relationship with the Pagets. Why would he voluntarily testify on Danny's behalf? Gaddis shifted gears.
Now, you said that the bloody photograph had much to do with your assumption that the boy is guilty. That right?
It made him look very suspicious.
Did you read the entire story?
I believe so.
Did you read where it says that Mr. Danny Pagett was involved in an auto accident, that he was injured, and that he was also charged with drunk driving?
I believe I read that, yes.
Would you like for me to show it to you?
No, I remember it.
Good. Then why were you so quick to assume the blood came from the victim and not from Mr. Pagett himself?
Pickard shifted again and looked frustrated.
I simply said that the photos and the stories, when taken together, make him look guilty.
You ever serve on a jury, Mr. Pickard?
No, sir.
Do you understand what's meant by the presumption of innocence?
Yes.
Do you understand that the state of Mississippi must prove Mr. Pagett guilty beyond a reasonable doubt?
Yes.
Do you believe everyone accused of a crime is entitled to a fair trial?
Yes, of course.
Good. Let's say you got a summons for jury service in this case. You've read the newspaper reports, listened to all the gossip, all the rumors, all that mess, and you arrive in this very courtroom for the trial. You've already testified that you believe Mr. Pagett to be guilty. Let's say you're selected for the jury. Let's say that Mr. Wilbanks, a very skilled and experienced lawyer, attacks the state's case and raises serious doubts about our proof. Let's say there's doubt in your mind, Mr. Pickard. Could you, at that point, vote not guilty?
He nodded as he followed along, then said,
"Yes, under those circumstances."
So regardless of how you now feel about guilt or innocence, you would be willing to listen to the evidence and weigh it fairly before you decide the case?
The answer was so obvious that Mr. Pickard had no choice but to say,
"Yes."
"Of course," Gaddis agreed.
"And what about your wife? You mentioned her. She's a school teacher, right? She would be as open-minded as you, wouldn't she?"
"I think so, yes."
"And what about those Rotarians over there in Caraway? Are they as fair as you?"
"I suppose so."
"And your employees, Mr. Pickard? Surely you hire honest, fair-minded people. They'd be able to ignore what they've read and heard and try this boy justly, wouldn't they?"
"I suppose."
"No further questions, Your Honor."
Mr. Pickard hustled off the witness stand and hurried from the courtroom. Lucian Wilbanks stood and said rather loudly,
"Your Honor, the defense calls Mr. Willie Traynor."
A brick to the nose could not have hit Mr. Willie Traynor with more force. I gasped for air and heard Baggy say too loudly,
"Oh, shit."